There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the fangirl zone.
Welcome back to the C Word, an Orphan Black Echoes podcast. I'm Steve.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Sean Fangirl-S.
Today we'll be talking about Season 1, Episode 9, penultimate episode of Season 1, Attracting Awful Things, written by Anna Fischko, John Fawcett, and Graham Manson, and directed by Jim Gerard. We have an in-depth recap here. Lucy nurses Craig's gunshot wound as he fights for his life. Xander has a revelation while on the memory drug that may cause him to abandon his loyalty to Deros, and Kara gets closer to uncovering Deros' master plan.
All right, so we begin 2019 with Eleanor walking in on her dying dad in the bathroom, which is very sad. She wants to get help, but he shakes his head. So she dials 911, but after a minute or so, she decides not to call. It's just a awful situation to be put into by your parent.
Oh my gosh, having to watch that.
Yeah.
Right. So at present, Craig is shot in the leg. Poor Craig. Lucy, that's probably why in the last episode we didn't see the blood. We're like, is he okay? Lucy and Jules go to him, and Xander uses the chance to steal the drug and the key. Jules goes after him, only to see that he has ingested all of the drug. He seems to be tripping hard, and Jules ends up taking him to Kira's.
How the hell did he take all of it that fast? Was he, like, doing it as he was running?
No, I don't think so. I think he stopped and said, okay, I'm going to snort the whole thing.
I mean, good for her. I probably would have left him. And she goes to, but then he's like, help, and she's a decent human being. Meanwhile, Craig refuses to go to the hospital, and Lucy has to ask Jack to come over because she needs his help. He has medical training from the Army. So Craig ends up revealing that he was a protester as he was fed up with the world. However, he went too far once and someone got hurt. That always happens. You ever notice that in like shows? Like, they're protesters who are usually peaceful. They want to destroy property, but they think nobody's in there. And then somebody always ends up being in there and getting hurt.
Right.
Did that happen in the original Orphan Black? Was it something? I mean, I watch so many shows. Who knows?
I know. That's the thing. It happens in so many shows.
It does.
There's a warrant out for his arrest, which means he'll be arrested on site because I'm assuming, just like now, if you go to the hospital with a gunshot wound, they are required to call the police. So,
yep.
You would think so. So as for Jack, we see that he's conflicted as he is angry that Lucy couldn't make it for the biometric. Charlie tells Jack he should help Lucy so she doesn't leave them like her mom left. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because we don't know everything with her mom, but it's like, oh my God, come on. But Jack believes Lucy isn't like Clara and that she cares too much about Charlie to leave. And Charlie rebuts that that's enough reason for him to help her. Yeah, but he's mad. And I mean, you get it that she's a kid and she's like, I like Lucy. I want to think the best. And he's like, everything sucks.
Yeah.
But we also get a happy cameo, which threw me, even though I seen it in the previews, because I'm like, what? Delphine shows up to help Kira. Why did they give, I'm going to say, quote unquote, old Delphine, like those chubby cheeks, though? Is that the only way they know how to make somebody look old? I mean, come on. But as Jules is filled in on Kira's family, we learn that Sarah and her clones are known by the world. Wow, I wasn't expecting everybody to know what's what.
Right.
And they're in their 60s, and Cosima finally rets her dreadlock. Does she, though? I mean, when did she cut them off? I'm just wondering.
At 59.
Yeah.
And I was a little pissed with Jules, like, oh, aren't they, like, dead now? I'm like, you little...
How old is Eleanor supposed to be? Like, that's why I'm like, I don't know. I'm confused about it.
I thought they said in her 50s, but I could be wrong. So
that's why she... Because, like, I didn't think she was that much younger than 60. Like, maybe, like, 10 years or so. But going by the reaction of Jules, I was like, okay, maybe she's younger than I think.
I'm just like, damn, all right. Pain in the ass. But anyway, Delphine also assures printout Eleanor that it doesn't matter how you came to be, it's your passion that matters. Oh, sweet. Back to Daros. She figures that they will find the door. The key opens by looking into where the money is going. Good. You got to bring a new set of eyes who's dealt with weird shit before, and then, you know, you might find everything out.
Yep.
But they realize that Neva can help them, as her company is the financial subsidiary of the Daros Foundation. Hey! Inside job!
Yep. By faking an emergency, the security guard lets Kira and Delphine in the office after hours to meet with Neva. They go through Daros's books and see that he has invested $44 billion in a piece of land near the coast.
Yeah, excuse me, billion with a B?
Yes.
I don't really understand how you just, that just disappears, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Delphine heads home while Kira goes to the coastal property. And I sure thought that on that drive, we were going to get a scene that was going to look just like, what was it, P.T. Barnum's place? Thought that's where we were headed.
I was worried about what was going to be there.
Yeah. The key fits into the lock, but requires a specific memory as the final piece. She panics as she has 30 minutes to get it right, and she calls Eleanor. Meanwhile, Tom refuses to stop searching for Lucy and looks into Jack. He even trades concert tickets to get Tina's address. At Kira's...
Creepy much?
Yeah, big time. This guy just can't let it go. At Kira's, Jules comforts Eleanor over Lucas and says she is a good mom. Jules never felt like she belonged, but after meeting Eleanor and Lucy, she feels like she has a place in the world. At that moment, they get a call from Kira and figure out that they need Daros's memory. Jules tells Xander to step up, but he's out of sorts, having seen horrible memories of Daros during his trip. He doesn't want to be anything like Daros, and Jules tells him to help them up.
Back to Craig. There isn't much Jack can do. It goes about staunching the wound. Basically, Craig needs to go to a hospital. Lucy ends up revealing why she is hell-bent on saving him. She realizes that Eleanor didn't tell the whole story about her dad and that she just let her dad die. And she figures that she could have helped her dad, but she didn't. And she carries his guilt. And it never actually really happened to her, but still, she carries that guilt. Lucy doesn't want to be like that, and Craig is touched, so... He's proud that she found people who care for her.
But that looked like a really, really bad wound is all I'm saying. Yeah. There's like not some underground place you can go. I don't know. I feel like there's always something in these shows.
Yeah.
But anyway, meanwhile, we have Eleanor and Jules bringing Xander to the shed. Thankfully, it's close enough, even though, I mean, we had what Kira say earlier. Oh, it's like an hour away. But right. They're able to get
now
there
it's
this
less
fast.
Than 30 minutes? Wow.
Like,
Eleanor's
okay, dominoes.
Got a lead foot.
So the final key is to focus on the symbol on the lock. It's the same shape as the necklace Daros' sister was wearing. It triggers the right memory for Xander, which was it? Josh and Daros print his first copy, but there's a glitch and Xander 1.0 isn't fully conscious. And stuff is like oozing out of his head that looks like the pink goo.
Yes.
Dude, really?
Yeah, the brain didn't have cohesion. Yeah.
And when we see Daros put the necklace on the copy and tell Josh that we should just let it die and move on to printing the next copy more accurately this time. Wow. That's all I want to say. Wow. Because that was messed up.
Yeah.
But we have that storage unlock, and Xander is suddenly traumatized to learn that the printout before him was just, left to die. No big deal. It was nothing. Daros is a dick.
Yes.
Sorry, there are no two ways about that one. However, Eleanor and Kira have another surprise because the storage contains all the medical records of who? Oh, just everyone in the country. Probably how Daros was able to print a 16-year-old jewel. The last log shows that Daros has printed 12 beings. They don't know who, but 12. I'm thinking it's like president, people in power, very Marvel bad guy.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. It cuts to Tom breaking into Tina's home. She puts up a fight, but he injects her with something. Annoyed that he didn't find Lucy, he kidnaps Charlie at the end of the episode. I don't know who's a bigger dick, Tom or Daros.
Well, Tom's like
Tom. Well, yeah, no. Daros.
You know what? Yeah, it's a toss up. But Daros. I want to know if what Tom injected, like, just knocked Tina out or possibly killed her.
No, it just knocked her out because she is the one who called Jack to let them know that Charlie was taken.
Oh, I must have missed that. Who called?
Right. And I think it might
have been the preview for episode 10, too.
Yeah, but I think it was for Lucy, right? Because he wanted to take Lucy back to Daros so Daros would forgive him. He didn't want her dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't get to see the preview for next week because I was a few minutes late starting it. So I had to like rewind it so it would go. And then it wouldn't let me catch up because it wouldn't let me get to the live play. So I never got to see the actual preview for next week.
Right.
But well, I don't know. He's a jerk. No matter what, he's a jerk.
Well, Simone hit me up this week and hit me with the question that I'm going to hit you guys with.
Okay.
What is Daros actually up to?
I'm telling you, it feels very like Marvel villain. Like I'm going to print like the people in power and replace them. And those people will be loyal to me.
Yeah, that was kind of what I thought. But he can't even get himself right.
That's true.
So how can he control other people? I mean,
I don't know. It feels very weird.
But it kind of sounds like, he wants to pull a Donald Trump and just take all the money in the U.S. and do with it what he wants or something. I really don't know.
Yeah, he wants longevity, right? I think he does want to be immortal.
To live forever, yeah. Well, if he can keep printing himself every couple of years.
But that doesn't sound cult-like or anything.
No, not at all.
But like, I think the second part of that is, what is his company doing, right? Because he wants himself to run this company forever. So I guess it would be like, what is the company's plan? Like, what does he have planned for that company? Because that's ultimately his goal. And I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
I just know it's not good.
Yeah. We'll find out with the finale, maybe. We know how Graham and John are. They might not give us everything this season.
That's true. They like to mess with us.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any other feedback?
Yes, we do. We have our normal feedback from Fred from the Netherlands. So let's hear what he has to say about episode 9.
Hello, Steve, Terry, Sean, and Kim, and all listeners to the C-Word/The Fangirl Zone. This is Fred from the Netherlands with some feedback for Orphan Black Echoes Season 1, Episode 9. First off, I have to apologize about leading you astray about a small spoiler I caused last week, because the first scene of this episode was actually in my mind as a part of the previous episode. So the scene with the suicide of Eleanor's father, and that he was in the bathtub and was nodding no, no, and Eleanor let him die. I even stated that it was not because I knew the next two episodes. Well, that was the reason. So, sorry everybody. Great, of course, to see Delphine back, and the aging of her worked, in my opinion, better than that of Felix. You could say that's easier because Evelyn Brochu is older, but she's not so much older than Jordan Gavaris, only 6 years. Great line by Delphine, or actually by Cosima. It doesn't matter how you came to be. What matters is your passion. The whole Xander story is, of course, awful in the sense of that he was printed before, but that printout didn't work and Paul Daros just let him die. I just wonder how Xander can have this memory. This must mean that he is printed from a later scan of Paul Darros than the first Xander. Otherwise, he couldn't remember this. But perhaps that was a reason to do a rescan of Paul Darros in the first place. I mean, the failure of the first Xander. And what I liked about this episode, that they got the science right without even explaining anything. Jack asking Lucy what her blood type is, and it's O negative. And indeed, O negative is the so-called universal donor. So it doesn't matter what the recipient has as a blood type. And so if you don't know what blood type Greg has, this was quite okay. And what I liked most about that is that they didn't pay any attention further to it. It was just right. Just for the people who are in the know. And in the end, it becomes clear what Darros is hiding. Although we don't know which direction this will go yet. That will be all for now. Greetings, all the best, Fred from the Netherlands.
I love when Fred always throws in the scientific stuff.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, for all of us who know. Yeah, I never remember. I don't even know what blood type I am. I know I'm not a universal donor. I do know that part.
Yeah.
But Fred, you crack me up that you're always like, oh, yeah, that's perfect. It's like, okay, thanks for telling the science because I had no clue.
Nope.
You should definitely find out.
I know. I never remember. I actually had a card for the longest time that told me what I was. And then it's like, you change purses enough and it gets lost.
Yeah. And I was wondering, yeah, she's O negative and that's the universal, but could there have possibly been something else in her blood that might not have mixed well with Charlie because she's a printout?
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because, yeah, Jack said you need a transfusion and he was more than happy to hook Lucy up and drain her of a few pints of blood.
Yeah, don't go overboard, though.
No, not at all. All right. Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback, be it email or audio, to contact us at fangirlzone.com.
Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platforms you use for podcasts. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty of other Orphan Black Echoes podcasts out there. Tell your friends, and I hope you are enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out all the other podcasts, the other great podcasts on Fangirl Zone.
Yes, don't worry. We're going to get Kim on a whole bunch of them soon. Yes. But you can check everything out at www.fangirlzone.com. We have a page with all of our podcasts. And hey, we have a Meet the Team, which I got to get Kim on there, even though Kim is part of a whole different group. She's just, which we haven't had you talk about yours, by the way, Kim. Do you want to tell them how they can contact you too?
Yeah, you could just go over to www.thenerdelement.com, contact us at thenerdelement.com. We'll get an email to me. Thank you.
Yes, but otherwise you can go to our Meet the Team page and we have our emails all there, or contact us at fangirlzone.com and you can do it that way. You can see all of our beautiful faces over there too. So for this episode of Orphan Black Echoes,
I'm Steve. Delphine has a history of digging and finding information that other people don't want you to find.
I'm Kim. It's always hidden in the financials.
I'm Sean Fangirl S. And until next time.